two Islamic State group members were killed in a drone strike in eastern Afghanistan. Initially, it was reported only one person was killed. The update comes from the Defense Department spokesman John Kirby at a media briefing on Saturday. The attack Saturday local time in Afghanistan came amid what the White House called indications that IS planned to strike again as the U.S.-led evacuation from Kabul Airport moved into its final days. U.S. President Joe Biden has set Tuesday as his deadline for completing the exit. Kirby says it was a single mission to get these targets, and as the assessments and information flowed over time, they were able to recognize that another was killed as well and one was wounded. Britain has ended evacuation flights from Kabul Airport and has begun bringing UK troops home. Britain's defense ministry said the final flight for Afghan citizens had left Kabul. Further flights over the weekend will bring home British troops and diplomats and a few remaining civilians. A Royal Air Force plane carrying UK diplomatic staff and soldiers landed at an airbase northwest of London early Saturday. The returning troops were part of a contingent of 1,000 based in Kabul to help run the airlift. The UK says it has evacuated more than 14,500 people. Turkish media says an evacuation flight from Afghanistan has landed in the UK with an extra passenger after the cabin crew delivered a baby girl mid-air. This all happened Saturday when the Turkish Airlines staff helped a 26-year-old Afghan woman. This is VOA News. Residents across the U.S. state of Louisiana's coast are taking one